Hey everyone, this is Michael Giacchino, and you're listening to Across the Bifrost.
Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
Hello everyone, welcome to Across the Bifrost, the Mighty Thor podcast, where on each and every episode we explore the world of Marvel's Mighty Thor. I am your host, Ryan Doze, and on this episode, we are looking at Immortal Thor number 9, the land of lost content, or content. Who knows? We'll figure it out, because there's a lot to play on words in this fantastic issue. I am joined by, I'm gonna say it, Faz. My number one ranked Warriors 3 member, even over myself. Wow. Faz Guardian is here, everybody.
Will Rose.
Will's off surfing, and he's prioritizing his own time.
He's probably silver surfing right now.
Oh, but he's a man, so he can do silver surfing.
That's a good point. The incels will not be angry if Will is the Silver Surfer. Yeah.
Man, wow. We're going to fit so much Silver Surfer talk in here, man. If you can't tell, we are recording this a few days after the news got released that Silver Surfer in the new Fantastic Four movie is going to be Shia LaBeouf, or maybe not Norrin Radd. Who knows? That's the one thing the internet needed, Faz, was one more thing to get angry about.
I just love the fact that, like, it's obviously going to work out really well because they almost always nail this sort of thing. And the fact that people are angry about kind of a leaked story from some industry insider is enough for them to be like, oh, the movie's going to fail now.
That's what they sound like.
Like, I was really looking forward to it, but now that this character that won't even be a main character might actually be a woman.
Baz, they ruined my childhood. My whole childhood is ruined.
If I don't see a shiny metal silver penis, I'm gonna cry, is what they're saying, essentially.
Where's the mute button on this guy? Everybody, we are not here to talk about Shia LaBeouf, Fantastic Four, or the Silver Surfer. We are here to talk about Immortal Thor number 9, the Land of Lost Content. This is coming to you from the creative team of number 8. We're just going to copy and paste them over to this one because they were so gosh darn good at number 8. Al Ewing, Ibram Roberson, Matthew Wilson, Josephino, Will Moss. The squad is back for number 9. And Faz, this issue was bonkers, Looney Tunes, banana pants. Just it was equal parts, nonstop action, a deep lore dump in a lot of different places, and it was so freaking funny. It was everything.
Has the Minotaur always been this funny? Like, did he always make this many plays on words and stuff? Because I don't remember him being this fun. Like, Al wrote him beautifully.
I think so. From my recollection of our Jason Aaron retrospective we did a couple years back now, I forget when we finished that one up. I think I would have described the Minotaur as more quippy. He has a very dark sense of humor. But man, the writing in here was stellar for this character. Faz, we should probably give listeners a little bit of a synopsis and then break down a few of our favorite parts of this, because there was so much to love in here. And I'm really glad that we got to this point in Immortal Thor. So we pick up this story where we left number 8. Thor busts down the door to Dario Agger's office, his gold door that's encrusted with diamonds, by the way. He does this, and Dario's like, do you really think just marching into my office is going to solve this problem? And Thor's like, basically, I'm going to give it a shot. And then we're introduced to the illusion, the Roxxon Dome. We're going to step into Dario's vision of the world, how he wants the future to play out, and what the world will look like after basically he's stripped it of all the things he wants, what's going to be left. We see more of the Enchantress doing some sunbathing, and we're walking through this.
Hey, at this stage.
What?
It's a blonde woman with green eyes and green makeup.
Oh, right.
Ryan.
We have no
we
idea
have
who
no
she
idea
is.
who this is. Thor certainly has no idea.
Come on, Thor. Come on, buddy. And then we see someone mowing her lawn that looks suspiciously like Scourge the Executioner. And as
I
they
don't know. He
continue to.
also kind of looks like Real American Hero. I don't remember his name from those very early Thor comics.
Okay.
Roger something, right?
Roger Willis. Roger
Roger Willis. He
Willis.
looks like Real
Yes.
American Hero Roger
Yes.
Willis is what he looks like.
Move over, Bruce Willis. Roger Willis is the one is the Willis we need. Then we see the big fight begin, where the guy with the lawnmower is actually Scourge, and he comes up behind Thor and whacks him with a lawnmower that turns into an axe. And they start fighting, and eventually they fight through the illusion because the illusion is still happening in Dario's office. So they burst through the window, and Thor starts falling. He grabs out for Mjolnir, and then he grabs out for Tormod, but Tormod doesn't come to him. Scourge has Tormod in his hands because it's not enchanted, so he can possess it, he can use that power. He has a reference to the Walt Simonson run here that was kind of a little bit of a tearjerker, where he talks about Yallerbrew and basically the day that he died, which is, you know, a little bit of a bummer. Then Amora shows up in proper regalia in her classic outfit and attire. She blasts Thor with some magic, and they go back into the illusion. Amora has some lines here that we're going to talk about in a little bit towards the end that I found really interesting. But Amora starts talking about creativity and art. And then Dario steps in as this giant cloud skull and says, "Art, I prefer content." And then the meta narrative of this comic kind of goes bonkers. Thor and Scourge continue their fight until the Minotaur stops Thor with an issue of a comic book, and it's the Roxxon Age of Comics presents Thor, and we see our boy Chad Hammer, Roxxon Thor, on the cover of this. They hand Thor the comic, and they're like, "Oh, come on, no harm can come from reading a comic book, no matter how you read it." There's so many things in here that deserve maybe their own episode, Faz. I have no idea because there's so much stuff in here.
How are
Then
we
the
going to cover
last
this in 30 minutes? There's too much crazy shit that
two,
happens in
well,
this
we're
book.
gonna try because the listeners deserve our best. Then at the end, we see Thor flipping through this Roxxon Presents Thor issue, and there's the allusion to Chad Hammer is there. We see the Roxxon version of Mjolnir, and then this red cape wisping in the foreground as Thor is flipping through the book in the background. Faz, I am out of breath, but I know you are not out of opinions, so hit me
Oh,
with it.
buddy. I think like I alluded to before, Dario is so fucking funny in this book. Like, "Oh, you ruined my gold doors. They're gold and diamond." "Oh yeah, and what's your desk made of?" "Oh, Brazilian mahogany." And then he destroys it and he's like, "I think the next desk will be Californian redwood. Buy American, as it were." Like, just like
Such an asshole.
the number of times he says silly stuff like that is just like, it's so good. And the meta narrative, listeners, as we're going through the whole thing, is that Thor is not himself. We've been talking for 8 issues now about how this man is so smart. He's wise. He's got the wisdom of the Allfather, as it were. And he's doing a really stupid thing, marching into Dario's office and trying to fight him. And he doesn't really know why, and he realizes as he's going through it that he's under some sort of spell, some sort of enchantment. And that's where I would have known that
Oh,
the Enchantress was here, Ryan.
boo-boo-boo-boo!
Yeah.
Faz did
So she like she's there. And also they do this really cool thing that as a Thor fan I like. They actually kind of explain what the purpose of Tormod is. They
Right,
explain that
yeah.
It's the thing, like what does Scourge say? Let me find the quote. "You should put an inscription on this one. Whosoever holds this axe, if they be wise, shall possess." Well, the axe of Thor is what it says, but it's the wisdom of the Allfather is what you get from this axe, and Scourge has it now. I also just while I'm ripping off things that I think are really cool, there's a whole illusion about how Dario made this stupid carbon fiber axe for Scourge and how it's nothing
right.
compared to Uru. But it was clearly by design because the axe essentially breaks under the weight of Mjolnir. And then Scourge can, in effect, lift Mjolnir because he's holding the axe, which is holding Mjolnir.
Right, right.
And I think
right.
that's a really cool, creative way to be like, I'm going to steal your hammer now. I can't lift it, but I can have it attached to something. So I just think there's so much creativity in here. It's extremely meta. It's very, 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 very weird. And I'm really excited to see what happens next. What do you think, Rye Guy?
It's kind of like the Truman Show meets Stepford Wives. I don't know, like it's, I don't know, meets Westworld. It's this
yeah.
whole like, what is real? What does our protagonist think is real? And when does that illusion get broken? Because he goes in and out of this illusion multiple times. And we lose track of a little bit of what is in the present and what is in his perceived present. There's a moment where once Amora makes her presence known as she blasts Thor with the magic, she begins to recount events where something terrible happened to someone, whether it be her children, whether it be to her. And she asks the question, where was Thor? Busy, busy, busy. And for some reason, I really loved that line. I really, really love that because it's a little bit of a sneak peek into at least one of her motives. And that how would I say this? The resentment towards Thor for not being there, not doing anything, basically being like, you're a king and you couldn't stop these things from happening. That's not a perfect read on where Amora is at, but it at least gives us a little bit of a clue into why she's even bothering with Thor at this point. I loved that she's all this, you know, Roberson does this incredibly where it's so clean. It's so, so vibrant. And I know that Matt Wilson is the one adding color in here, but I do think that pencils can be vibrant. I do think that inks can communicate a certain color and brightness even before they've been properly colored. So I do love on the Amora kind of plot, on the Amora line there, I do think she's portrayed beautifully. She's she's fantastic. I
she
love
gets three really good outfits too, which is really nice. That's an
she
important
does.
Thing.
So she gets her classic attire. She gets the swimsuit attire, and what's the third one?
She has a green dress at one point that's not a swimsuit, but is a full on dress as well for one panel, which I'm sure that our friend Alex has already purchased all of the materials for each
yes.
of these looks.
So if you have any questions about Amora, we have a good friend named Alex who is on Instagram at Realm Trekker. And she knows more about Amora than I think most people that write Amora. She would be probably the closest thing I would think to an expert on this character. So if you have any questions about this character and maybe want to learn more about her, maybe this is your first exposure to an Amora story, she would be a good person to chat about with that. Faz, was there anything else from this issue that really stood out or made an impression upon you?
Of
being
course.
That it was so bonkers.
So two things. Number one, the fact that they ask for the Minotaur's motivation and he goes on a thing about how I could explain some big thing for tech bros about how I want world domination or I want to build this or that. But in truth, I want to see the number go up. That's what it's all about. I want my number to go up. And like, Thor, when I'm selling your books, my number goes up, buddy. And I fucking love that. That's just hilarious. And the second thing I want to mention again about Dario is when he explains his pun in a way that can only be described as Will Rosian. He says, I was making a joke earlier, Thor. A pun, you see. Your tail isn't your own, not here. And Thor goes, what do you mean? And he goes, are you content? Thor? Not content, as in are you happy, but do you see my book, Roxxon Presents Thor? It's very pretty. It's got Chad Hammer on it, the AI spokes guru. This is extremely meta. And the fact that the whole idea is when Thor is on Midgard, his legend affects who he is as an individual because of right. the Enchantress's magic. And the fact that they've got millions of people reading this stupid ass motherfucker Chad Hammer book instead, that now he's becoming that and his mind is clouded, is so cool and so meta and so with the whole idea of gods are what we believe they are instead of the gods are their own thing on their own. They are what their story is. It's just, it's so cool.
I think the Minotaur's speech to Thor is so good. I'm just gonna tell listeners what it says. Mm-hmm. Go read the whole book. Go purchase a book. All that. But the Minotaur's speech is so good. He says, "Some time ago, you made an error, Thor. You allowed someone to publish your adventures, not public domain retellings of ancient legends. Month by month reports of your current exploits." I'm sure it seemed harmless enough. Why not sign your story away for a charitable donation? It's only ink on paper. Only these days, it's not. The story isn't just a story. It's a movie, a toy, a cake topper, an entire corporate machine. Now I control that machine. It brings me profit. It brings me power. It makes the number go up. And that's sweet enough. But when Scourge and the Enchantress approached me, I discovered that it can be so much more. It can take your power away. Seriously. I love this. And I love that Al Ewing is the one doing it. Because, Faz, what would, like, this is the issue that finally, like, made me, we've trusted Al this whole time. Like, in Al we trust, he's the Al father, all of that. This was the first time I was like, aha, and here's our big meta, like, thing. Here's our, Al is laying it out of, like, this is the message that I want to say. And, like, for the record, if you're out there and you're like, oh, the messaging is so obvious. The messaging is so preachy. Oh my gosh, why can't we just get something simpler and more on my level? Guess what? This is the story Al Ewing wants to tell. This is the story he feels is necessary for Thor, the character. And I also believe this. Thor is the kind of character where this story makes sense. This issue of Thor ends with Thor reading an issue of Thor. That's fucking cool. And if you don't think that's cool, I'm sorry. Like, that is, I'm sorry that you have a lamer version of comics. Like,
it's like you said, like, there are very few writers who can get away with spending 8 issues building a background story that will lead to your titular character reading a cheap knockoff version of the character that is supposed to be the canonical version of the story in the story. Like, the fact that Marvel Comics are one-to-one retellings of what Thor's up to because he's got a documentary crew following him around all the time, like Netflix Drive to Survive or something. And the fact that by making it this version, they're in effect changing what he's doing day to day. It's insane. It's insanity. The whole time that we've been doing Immortal Thor and we've been building this huge epic Utgard story, and then we'd spend two pages at the end playing with the Minotaur, I was like, what the hell are we doing? Why is Al Ewing spending time on this? It has all come together, like you said, Ryan, and now we can get what is sure to be the greatest comic of all time. Roxxon presents Thor number one.
Oh my gosh. This comic should be incel repellent.
Like, no, but that's the thing, though. It's incel attracted. They're going to read this book and be like, finally, a Thor I can believe in. One who only thinks about babes, trucks, and rocks. That's what I'm really all about. Chad,
the Thor truck is going to kick so much ass.
Like, the amount, like, Thor is already on Instagram, Twitter. There's a bunch of idiots out there that use the name Thor to promote their, like, AI, to promote their, like, yeah, Bitcoin bullshit. And the fact that Al is like going right into that and being like AI spokes guru Chad Hammer being co-opted by the incels to make a different Thor is just so funny to me. And it's so, I'm so excited to see what happens. I want to see how he gets through it. I love that, like, I don't know why Scourge is there. That's one thing I'm confused about. Why would Odin let him come back if he's just going to be such a troll now? But
That is a good question.
I'm sure it will be revealed. And honestly, I don't really care if it doesn't make canonical sense because it's really cool. If Al has
Right.
changed the plan a little bit and is rationalizing it by, well, Odin's kind of an idiot. I don't know if you knew that. I'm okay with that because it's giving us this very cool story.
I love we can just kind of like slow down the episode here for our final thoughts, but I love how Amora ends this issue. Thor has taken the Roxxon issue that we're going to be reading on the next episode. And she says, "What do you think? Will sucker punch you as you're reading it? As you turn the pages? Read it, Thor. Know your enemy. Dive in." And the last line, "It's just a comic after all." Man, like I'm ready. I'm
So
so ready for this. Like,
so
it's such a
good.
good setup. And now, Faz, we know why this issue leads right into Roxxon Presents Thor.
Yeah.
So, okay, any final thoughts on this book? Because then we're gonna like speculate for a minute what in the unholy hell this next issue could be.
So I guess final thoughts are this might be the best written one so far, and I don't say that lightly. Like
They're
the
all well
number
written, but it's like, yeah.
the puns, the like the wordsmithing, the way that they explain what they're doing, because this is an extremely confusing thing that they're trying to explain, and two idiots like us are able to follow what's going on. Like
We
it's
are the Chad
just,
Hammers of this
I mean,
universe.
I'm already an AI spokesperson. No, I'm not. I hate AI art,
No,
let's be
you're
clear.
not.
But like the fact that they're doing this story and it's not patently ridiculous and dumb is a testament to how impressive the writing and the art and everything is about this issue. Like they've built on the lore. Tormod is now the wisdom of the Allfather, like regular Thor lore, which is still Thor if you portmanteau those two words. Is growing, and the lore of the comic books is growing, and just like the fact that Al Ewing looked at Marvel and said, "We have canonical books that are retelling the story in the comics right now. I'm gonna fuck with that," is so cool. And I thought it was a weird B story. I didn't really get why we were doing it, and I'm into it. I'm fully into it. I
Yeah,
can't wait for four issues about it.
super into it. What's your like? On previous episodes, we've read the description for what Roxxon Presents Thor will be like. I want to hear your like, what's gonna happen? Like, we know nothing about this book. I have actually
Oh
stayed
man.
away from the preview of this book.
I don't even know if there is a preview for this book.
Well, in that case, I've done a great job.
I
What is your like? Give me a prediction for Roxxon Presents Thor.
Okay, I have a couple of predictions. Firstly, I think a number of quote unquote true Thor fans will be very upset that Al Ewing has made this book and have ruined their favorite character because they're going to think it's not satire. That's my first prediction. I think people are going to take it at
Okay.
face value and it's going to be ridiculous. Secondly, I think that Thor is going to beat the crap out of some environmental activists while driving around in a truck, probably drinking some brewskis with the boys, and then eventually hit Loki really hard with the hammer. That's what I think is going to happen. What do you think, Ryan?
I predict that this version of Thor will be the smarmiest, biggest dickhead, like douchebag we've seen yet. Like, he is going to be that version of Thor that's like, okay, imagine an unredeemed Thor cranked up to 11.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Hemsworth from the first half of the first Thor movie, but like an even bigger jerk. I think we're going to get that guy. and that with Roxxon backing him, he's going to be celebrated as like, oh, this is the kind of hero we at Roxxon want to back and put our support behind. And he'll be, yeah, meanwhile, he's like beating up people that want to like save the planet and stuff like that. He's doing all the like Thor stuff, but not towards the right bad guys. Like it's going to be kind of a twist, and I'm all here for it. We're so ready for it. And
it's going to be so fun.
Like I said, we are going to cover that issue. Like that's going to get its own review because it deserves its own review.
Oh, Ryan, there is a preview. Al Ewing talked about it. Make sure you don't look at it. Make sure you don't look at it. There's only a couple weeks left.
I refuse. I think it comes out a few weeks from when we're recording this. So
yeah, it comes out April 17th. Listeners, you should all add it to your pull list if you haven't already. It's going to be
fantastic. Just to read it with us. Come read it with us. Come on. Hey, it's one comic. Like Amora said, what's going to happen? It's just a comic after all. Baz, any final parting shots on this review of Immortal Thor number 9, The Land of Lost Content, the mind F that we didn't know we needed?
I alluded to it before. I wasn't really sold on the Minotaur as a villain the first time that we used him. I think I'm all the way there now. I think that it's harder to do the evil tech CEO oil company guy in 2018, but in 2024, after the apocalyptic hellscape we've lived in since then, it makes sense. I'm in. I get it. I probably need to reread the ones from before and be like, no, Jason was right too. I didn't see it at the time.
Let's be honest. Jason was probably super spot on. We would like the world was waiting to catch up with what Jason Aaron was saying.
I think that's exactly what happened. Whereas now it's like just obvious. Like we've seen the tech bros and all of the CEOs hauled into Congress and just spout their bullshit. And they speak just like our favorite Minotaur. So I think it's great. I love what they're doing. Each comic continues to be a 10 for me. We'll see how it continues, but I can't imagine them letting me down with what Al's been doing.
We're loving it. We're loving it every single bit of it. Everybody, if you want to chat with us about Immortal Thor and you want to share your thoughts about it, click one of the links in our episode description, join our Discord server, or you can follow us on Instagram and chat with us. We would love to have a conversation with you about Immortal Thor. You can also consider supporting us at the next level on our Patreon. You'll get pregame episodes, bonus episodes, early episodes. We try to give you a good bang for your buck over there. We try to give you lots of extra little tidbits and things to listen to, and you get stuff early access when we're able to grant that. You get to be part of our voting for different things. You'll get stuff for Across the Bifrost, but you'll also get things for Superpower Happy Hour. You'll get stuff for our new wrestling podcast, The Near Fall. Those have been really fun shows to put together and give to you guys on our little, dare I say, network, channel, something like that, something akin to that. Basically, it's just us hanging out with our friends, talking about the shit that makes us happy. You know, we'll call it that. It's not as concise, but we'll call it that. But yeah, everybody, there's tons of different ways to support and interact with us. So just click one of the links in the episode description, and those will take you where you need to be. Until we see you next time for Roxxon Presents Thor, Chad Hammer, the Thor truck, and all sorts of insanity in this next issue. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, until we see you next time aboard the Rainbow Bridge, don't forget to stay worthy. Ba 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 ba.